This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the show. I'm T. Xiao Eek. Former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak was arrested by the MACC yesterday and charged at the KL High Court this morning. As we follow the ongoing news on this matter, we're also looking at how social media has become the barometer of people's reactions to the case. We have consultant clinical psychologist Paul Jambunathan on the line to help us understand the psychology behind this trial by social media. Paul, thanks for joining us. First of all, why does this case have so much traction on social media?
Well, for starters, I mean, if I may refer to the former Prime Minister as Najib, for starters, Najib, who has led the country and been involved in the country's evolution for so long, has had such a large social impact. And that is, the impact just trickles down to every individual. And then these individuals interact as well. And that causes a social kind of reaction. And it is as much as intense as when you watch the mob behavior in football matches and stuff. They sometimes call it herd behavior, gang behavior, mob behavior. But generally what happens is a group of people share a certain mentality. It is driven by both mentality and emotionality, hyper-emotionality. And when someone gets hyper-emotional, rationality goes out the window because it is based on just purely emotional drive. And that's what we feel and we believe that the new government has brought into us. It's called a little bit more objectivity and rationality, meaning the law rules. Now, for those who support a football team and find that the team is losing, they'll come up with a lot of reactions as a mob because of the emotional investment. And that's why probably the whole of Malaysia or parts of Malaysia or many of Najib supporters will be saying, hello, this is wrong. And so that's taking it to the jury already. Another interesting point is that when the mob or when the group or when the social, when the community or the social drive takes over, there is a very interesting thing called the decentralization of decision making. And it no longer is the judiciary. It's no longer the superior courts. It gets decentralized to the mob. So the mob kind of reacts. The mob passes verdict. The mob says this person is right, this person is wrong. And that leads to social disruption. Because if there's a large enough mob, then we're going to get a large enough problem where there's going to be policing is necessary to keep peace. Now, that's how mobs get out of control. But this decentralization of decision-making is a very important point because people will forget that there is law and order that needs to normalize society.
Why is it that people have this tendency to believe everything they read on social media?
It's their need to. For I believe, now, I'm taking myself away from what people might read from the internet. My personal clinical opinion is that people need to believe. People always need to believe something. And if enough people believe in something long enough, whether it's right or wrong, they'll believe in it and stick by it. It happens in the worst case scenario is it happens in religion and faith. And that's also the best case scenario. But it also happens when people hear enough lies regularly, they'll finally believe it's true. And that's the mob. The mob becomes the norm, and they set the norm. But in our case here in this country at the moment is we've got so many little pockets of previous norms. And in the recent election, the people have decided on a new norm. And so we're going to have resistance. It's expected. I'm sure the leaders that are in power at the moment will know this is coming, but they will have to exert the authority of how the past and how the dependency of people who need to believe in someone, believe in a leadership, believe in something, that drives them because the rationality isn't there. It's not wrong, you know. It's not a bad thing. People need to believe. We all need to believe in something. Mm-hmm. So the need to believe can drive irrationality.
You mentioned irrationality. How much will the chatter on social media influence public opinion about the case and their ability to make rational judgments?
Now, I'm not an expert in the judiciary, But I have enough faith in the modern judiciary that there's a certain independence of thought and according to the law and constitution. If it's going to be tried by a panel of judges and if it goes up to the superior levels, I have great faith that the judiciary will not be influenced by the norm. And if people can believe that, if they can import the system into their homes, into reality testing in their homes, into what's right and wrong in their homes, then society is merely an extension of that.
Is it possible, Paul, to reverse or bring herd mentality under control?
Oh, if it gets out of control, then we need... If it gets out of control, it can become very aggressive because of hyper-emotionality and it gets into anger and angry expression, violent expression, because it's a minority normally that's fighting against a policy, a norm. Yes, you can fight it, but you need to control it. The best way to control it is via education from an early stage. So, like now that Najib is arrested, people need to know all the facts behind that whole process, why and how and how and why. I think it's been done pretty well so far, but there will be people who have ignored those facts and are still sticking with the peer and herd and mob and gang mentality of saying, we are one, we stick together no matter what. The no matter what is the scary bit. The important thing is if your child is arrested for peddling drugs, you should say yes. If he's done something wrong, he should pay the price for it. But he's still my son. I still love him. But that's where you've got to draw the line. And it's difficult to teach that. And when people simplistically, without enough knowledge, without enough information, when they process these, can get out of hand.
Do you think this situation has the potential to get out of hand?
Oh, wow. No. Okay, it's a sensitive question, but I, as a psychologist, I deal with sensitive questions. Yes, I believe it can get out of hand in small pockets where people are blind to the truth. I think if people were open to the truth and if they were waiting and wait a little bit, give it time to realize and understand, it is understanding the process, information. And that's where the question that I come back that you brought up earlier, the social media can misinform people, and the way they blend it, the way they decorate it, the way they package it, the way they sell it, and the emotional language they use at different to meet people of different strata of education, that's the key. So we've got to be very careful of those who are peddling this information.
Lastly, Paul, this is a case that will probably continue to play out on social media. So what is your reminder to people?
Oh, yes, it will, for sure. Well, you know, we have this big thing called false news. I think one of the things that people should do as quickly as possible is to find out where they can actually get accurate news from. And accurate news normally is consistent and comes from an accurate, reliable source. I think that's the first thing that people should do. That's one. Second thing is, yes, you can read rumors. It's always exciting to see, you know, what is happening here, who's going there, who's doing what. However, the next thing is process your thoughts. Who do you share it with? Who do you discuss it with? And when you share an emotion, what are you trying to entice? What are you trying to elicit? Are you trying to bring about change? Yes. Knock on the PM's door and say, I want this change. But if you're going to be passing a poison letter or some kind of email and some kind of all kinds of stuff, that's wrong processing of human values or human interaction. The word politics is all about humans interacting, working together for a common good. And I have great belief that we're on the right track.
Thank you very much, Paul. That was consultant clinical psychologist Paul Jambunathan commenting on the recent developments of Dato' Sri Najib being arrested by MECC and the psychology behind the trial by social media, as well as the herd mentality that seems to be driving a lot of people's reactions. You've been listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.